You know, I read about Drew Carey, the new host of Price is Right. He served in the Marines, and they asked why. He said, I was sleeping in a car. My brother was buying my socks and underwear. I needed something to grow up, and the Marines helped him out. The military helps out a lot of people.
Hmm. And those people help out us.
Sure.
Clayton, my bottom line point, the all-volunteer Army is fantastic. It's doing great, and we don't need a draft. Clayton, welcome to 630 KHW.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend.
Oh, good, good.
Thanks to the all-volunteer Army.
Right. Well, you know, I had a couple of points, one about Romney and the other about the draft. We were talking a bit about how enlistment requirements have, well, you were contending that they hadn't been lowered, but after the start of the Iraq War, there were actually people they were allowing to enlist who were legally blind and who were developmentally disabled. So I do think that we have seen a shift in the enlistment requirements for the worse. But
can we stop it? And we won't cut you off, Clayton. But first of all, I never said that the standards weren't lowered.
I
said was I disputed Craig when he said that they'd been radically lowered. I also dispute any suggestion that the adjustment of these standards has in any way made the all-volunteer force substandard. It's still a superior force, and the adjustment of the standards doesn't change that. But please, go ahead.
No, I concur with that. And also, I really think that with the reenlistment, they're allowing 65-year-olds to reenlist in certain cases.
Clayton, and let me stop you again, and not to cut you off, but
okay.
You said earlier they were taking blind people after the start of the Iraq War. They're taking 65-year-olds. You've got to go on with the rest of the details there. I can't believe they're taking blind people to fight in combat. Now, they very well may be taking, you know, blind people to serve in other support capacities in which they're eminently qualified. What's wrong with taking a blind person to work in some sort of support capacity?
I think if you're in a support capacity within range of fire, then I do think that there's a problem.
But tell us. You're calling to tell us there's a problem because they're taking blind people. What are they taking the blind people for?
Believe me, I support the military, and absolutely, if the draft was necessary, I would be in support of it. But really quickly, though, my other point was about Mitt Romney. You had mentioned that you thought it was a cheap question that was asked to him. I kind of thought that his answer was a cheap answer only because in a president, I look for someone who can think on his feet. And also, you know, I don't want some super sensitive president, but I am of the belief that when you do make that comparison and then answer the follow-up question a few days later as if the comparison was invalid, well, it's the kind of thing I want my president to think about before he answers it. Now, I was on Romney's website, and I don't know if you've heard about anything that was going on, just a crazy thing. What had happened was there's this old joke that started on the Internet a long time ago about binary cancer tacos. And it's basically when a printillator can uplink to a modemalizer. And if you don't understand that, then Satan! 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 Satan!
That Daily Coast crowd's a little wild. Yeah. Blind guys serving in combat, I just can't see that.
Well, and I think he wants somebody who can think on his feet like this.
In case you missed it, this week there was a tragedy in Kansas. 10,000 people died.
Yeah, that must be the kind of thinking on his feet he wants. Listen. Mitt Romney thinks on his feet very well. You can't get into a presidential campaign and answer every question perfectly in every situation. He came back, he made it clear, hey, he doesn't mean to compare his sons working on his campaign to people serving in combat. You know, if you want a guy who can think well on his feet, I think you'd like Mitt Romney.